ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तृणादपि सुनिचेन चरारिव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीया सदा हरि हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामाय केवलम् कलो नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। एवरीबडी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Let's say hello to everybody on the internet. Haribo. And nice to see we have a nice full house tonight. We are currently studying in my class the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Tonight we will study verses 9 through 16, which I call the cycle of sacrifice. If you want to follow along, there are some more books that are left on the shelf. You can follow along accordingly. We will chant the Sanskrit and the English translations, and as Krishna and my spiritual master inspire me, I will comment accordingly. If you're ready to proceed, then say Hare Krishna. All right, we're starting with text number 9 of the third chapter, which is called Karma Yoga. Karma in Sanskrit can be translated as action, as work, as activity. And yoga, as soon as we use the word yoga, that signifies a spiritual process meant to link with God or link with the Supreme. So therefore, karma is different from karma yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada liberally uses the term karma yoga, bhakti yoga, buddhi yoga as synonyms for each other. So today's subject, the cycle of sacrifice. Let's chant verse number 9 together. Yagyartar karma non yatra lokoyang karma bandana tad artang karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. So this verse is one of the more, shall we say, prominent or stronger verses. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are 700 shlokas or texts. This is one of the major ones. So, sacrifice for Vishnu. Vishnu, and it's interesting, Krishna is referring to himself in the third person because Krishna is Vishnu. He is the origin of all Vishnu. There is no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. Vishnu means that person who is all-pervasive, who encompasses everything. So here, Krishna is saying, work, sacrifice. Sacrifice here means who is going to be the beneficiary? For whom is the work being done? Sacrifice means I do something for somebody else. So here, Krishna is saying, work that you do should be done for God. Otherwise, what happens? Bondage. The bondage Krishna is referring to is something that was mentioned in chapter 2. In chapter 2, we heard Krishna say that a little bit of buddhi yoga can save one from the most dangerous type of fear. The most dangerous type of fear is to devolve. You're in the human form. You should at least evolve to a higher status. But if you do not, in this verse, do work for Vishnu, you will devolve. Mr. Darwin only talks about evolution. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Darwin. In your next life, you became a monkey. And therefore you devolved. And that will be true for anybody who does not do sacrifice or works that are satisfactory and pleasing to God. You devolve. There are 8 million devolved species, which range from animal, aquatic, bird, insect, reptile. That's called devolving. That's called the greatest danger. At least you should come back in your next life as a better human being. You can also devolve as a human being. But you should at least evolve to a higher status of human life. Better than that, evolve to a demigod life. Better than that, evolve to a rishi or saint. But the best evolution is what is being prescribed in this Bhagavad Gita, and which is the whole purpose of this temple. This movement, Hare Krishna movement, is meant for you to evolve to the highest position of consciousness. That is called devotee. That is called a lover of God. That is the highest type of evolution. To become to the point that I work and act as the eternal servant of God. That's a devotee. Krishna says, therefore, perform your prescribed duties. Prescribed duties, everybody's got it. This mother, her prescribed duty, take care of the child. That's exactly what Krishna says. And for you brahmacharis living in the temple, your prescribed duty, do whatever the temple president and the temple commander says. Right? If you have a job, if you're working in the world, your job is satisfy the boss. If you're a husband, your prescribed duty, if I was going to tell a joke, I would say, your prescribed duty is listen to your wife. But according to the Vedic teachings, the husband's duty is to give protection and maintenance to the wife and children. So everybody, a child's prescribed duty, obey the parents. If you're a student, your prescribed duty, go to school, learn, get yourself an education. Everybody has a prescribed duty. But here Krishna is saying, but you should do your prescribed duties for the satisfaction of God. Most people, at least if they're not God conscious, they're doing their duties for themselves, for selfish personal reasons. But a person who is trying to evolve does it like this. I will do my prescribed duties for the satisfaction of God. Therefore, Krishna says, you will remain free from bondage. So this word bondage, yes, you could say, you could make the argument that, yes, you were mentioning about coming back as a better human being or as a demigod or a rishi. Yes, that's still bondage. Yes, that's true. So in the strict sense of this verse, Krishna is here saying you should become a devotee. Because if you become a devotee, then you will go back home, back to Godhead. And that is what this movement, Hare Krishna movement, is all about. The very name of our magazine, Back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, I want to take as many with me back home. So that's the function of this movement. To awe as many people as possible, return back to the kingdom of God. Simple process. Just chant Krishna's name. Everybody. Let's go on to text number 10. We chant together. Saha yagya praja shristva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadvam eshavostvishtakamaduk. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, quote, be thou happy by this yajna or sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So, I always like to give the example. When you buy an expensive piece of equipment, a computer or some very technical item, you get along with that an instruction manual. Of course, nobody reads it. But you're better off reading the instruction. For instance, I bought a car a few years ago, and being a normal conditioned soul, I did not read the thick manual. Well, the other week, when my car wouldn't start because the battery in this thing was dead, I didn't know how to start my car because it's a keyless car. And I was not in a position to go to a store to buy a battery. So I was quickly going through the manual. What do I do now? Well, there was a little trick. This little thing here has mystic power. And you put it in front of the start button and magically, but that took me half an hour to get to that point. So it's a lesson. Read the manual, because I may think I know what I'm doing, but then Krishna says, na 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 na, you don't know what you're doing. So God, in the same way, has a manual. When he creates this universe, he has an instruction manual. That instruction manual he gives to the creator, Lord Brahma, and it is called the Vedas. Now, just so that you don't freak out, because you're all thinking, whoa, I better go out and buy. No. This Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all the Vedas. Just like, yes, it's true. When you buy certain equipment, they have the expanded manual, then they have the quick start manual. So Bhagavad Gita, if you simply learn Bhagavad Gita, you will know everything you need to know for what? Achieving liberation. Achieving liberation means what I said previously, going back home to the kingdom of God. That's liberation. That's called permanent liberation. So, it says here, be thou happy by this sacrifice. So in this age, this is the age of Kali. There are four ages. Each age has a different recommended process of sacrifice. But in this age, it has become most simple. You simply have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. That's it. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you will become happy. And I know for myself, if chanting Hare Krishna did not make me happy, I wouldn't chant it. Trust me. But it does, and that's why I chant. So everybody chant the Maha Mantra.